Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland all this week for a Believer's Voice of Victory special. Learn about the powerful connection between the blessing and the covenant of partnership.
In the first chapter of Genesis, so, verse 27, God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Now, at this point, see, in the 26th verse, you need to do something here that our English Bible uses the word "let there be." And it weakens you lose something in that translation. If you get a word-for-word Hebrew translation, God just simply said, "Light be, light was." And that gives you that sense of the release, and there it was. And he used that same phrase all the way through the creation process. Now, I want you to see this now. When the 26th verse says, "Let us," when I see there's that same phrase. And it's, he used the same phrase. He said, "Man be in our image." Now, he'd already created his body, right? Made his body out of dirt. And that, you girls, really, you ought to give us guys a break. I mean, we made out of dirt. We like to play in the dirt. We like to get as close to home sometime as we can. Get all greasy and nasty and come in with a smile on your face. And, y'all all say, "Ooh, you go take a bath, you nasty thing. I'm going to have supper ready in a minute." And we turn around and say, "My Lord, you're pretty. But you didn't come from dirt like I did." Now, these words, God releasing the life. He breathed the breath. The spirit, see, breath and spirit in Hebrew are the same word. He breathed the spirit of life, the breath of life into him. How did he breathe it into him? He breathed it into him in words. Now, how do you come to that conclusion? Well, when you find out that that's the way God created everything, you go to John chapter 1 and said, "In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God, the same in the beginning with God, and no thing was created with God. Out him." Well, who's him? The Word. Amen. So that we know now how he functions. How does he think? He thinks in covenant love. How does he remove the curse under the lordship with the anointing? That's the way it does everything. This book is not about somebody. This book is somebody. And you need to treat it that way. Now, I want you to notice something here. Man be in our image, after our likeness. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over the earth, and every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. And man became a living, speaking spirit. That's the way the ancient Hebrew sages translate that. That's their commentary, brother. That man became a living, speaking spirit like God. But at that moment, he had never said anything. Has he? He hadn't uttered a word. The man has not said anything. He just now came alive. But he hadn't heard anything either. He didn't hear any of that. The release of that is what brought his physical, hearing, seeing body and his soul, his mind, his will, and his emotions. That here in these words, he was born of the Word of God. The life in him was released by God's voice, his Word, and his glory. And he's just like him.
Thank you, Jesus.
He wasn't a little like him. It was his image, just like him. Everything in God, he put it in him.
Amen.
But now the man hadn't heard anything. Well, there's certainly not anything else making any noise. I guarantee you there ain't a bird peeping. And the wind wouldn't dare blow when the Most High is creating. It's very quiet around there. And God blessed them. Now, the Hebrew word is barach, and it means to declare. Now, see, it's one thing for him to bless, but this is the first time. This is the first time. When God said, light be, light was. That's the first time. So what did he do? He declared light and light was. When he said to the man, man be, that's the first time. Man was. Now, he declared the blessing. That's the first time he'd said this. First man, first time. Now, how important is this? This is the first word any human being ever heard, man. I mean, he's not standing there thinking, well, I wonder what he's going to say next. He ain't never heard anything. Never. Zero. The first word he ever heard was, I declare. Now, I put it in those words. Those are not the words that he heard, but I put it in there so you would understand that that's what the Hebrews said, and God blessed them. Now, see, I'm quoting the Holy Ghost. He's the narrator here. He was there. Amen. I'm quoting him. And God declared. So now we need to get that. This is the first time. This was the same as light be, light was, and it was a release of the very same glory. The very same power. He's been doing it ever since he said light be. This whole operation was created out of the same light energy. Amen. Now, he got down to this point, and he declared. I just can't impress you enough with, these are the first words that ever struck his ear. There was nobody there to mess it up. No unbelief to foul it up. No fear to say, well, I wonder if he really meant that. Oh, what did he mean by that? You know, who's he anyway? First words. The perfect will of God for all human beings for all time. Beep! There's that word. Huh? Remember light be? Light was? Fruitful be. Multiply. Fill up the earth. With what? His glory. This garden. Compassion. His word. Healing. It wasn't no sickness. I mean, don't talk about healing. It wasn't nothing. Well, you don't need a Lord. You need an administrator. Amen. Wasn't nothing wrong. Mm-hmm. Oh, glory. And there he stood, blessed. That's the perfect will of God. If it's the will of God for him to be totally blessed, it's his will for you to be totally blessed. Because you were his offspring. Has God ever been a respecter of persons? No. Never. Be fruitful. Multiply. Replenish or fill up the earth. Subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea. Now he gave him that authority in his very creation. But now he gave him his glory, his love, his presence, his goodness, his mercy. All of those attributes are in him. And with those and that blessing word, that declaration of glory in his life was the way he was to have subdued and controlled. It wasn't with a clenched fist that you subdued this thing and have dominion over it. It was with compassion, with his love. My, 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 multiply.
Another way Kenneth Copeland Ministries is making a difference is through victory campaigns and believers' conventions. Thousands of people from around the world come together to focus on God's promises rather than the world's chaos. People are totally immersed in the Word and refreshed by the presence of God during the meetings.
Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly beyond all you can ask or think. Don't tell me you'll never understand God. If he is the teacher, he'll tell you what questions to ask. He'll tell you the answers to things you don't ever know. He will tell you what to ask, and then he'll answer it until you understand him. And when you begin to understand love, you begin to understand him. And you were not created for hate. You were not created for sickness. You were not created for poverty. You were not created for disease. You were created for the living master himself. You were created for compassion, by compassion, through compassion, to live in the Garden of Eden. Hallelujah. Somebody shout amen.
See, that's what we do with the Word of God. We set spiritual laws in motion. We have powerful spiritual words that have come out of the mouth of God. We put them in our eyes, in our ears. They get down in our heart, and we say them out our mouth. And we set out spiritual laws of deliverance, spiritual laws of healing, spiritual laws of prosperity. We set it out our mouth, then say there are spiritual laws of prosperity. And bad times come. Depression comes. Spiritual laws have been set in motion and cannot be reversed at this time. That's what the Word of God does for us. It will heal our bodies and it will keep us healed if we'll set those things in motion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
KCM believes in the importance of family and provides special sessions for youth and children.
My dad said a long time ago, there's not any price too big. Nothing too hard to do that we won't do to reach the kids. You know, if you can reach, they're the most important. You reach them and you've got generations.
If they can, as a 15, 16, 17-year-old, get hooked up and become partners with this ministry, and together we can sustain that. We can keep that going so that at 35 and 45 and 55, they're not saying, I wish I knew this when. You know, we want to take this same word of faith and give it to them just like we're giving it to adults all over the world.
They go to places that I would love to go, but since I can't, I love supporting them so they can.
Every seed that I send towards this ministry is what I believe in. And as I sow that seed, I know it's a harvest that's coming from that seed. So Every time Brother Copeland goes to Africa, every time he goes to Australia, every time he goes to England, I'm going with him. And partnership is being connected. And being connected is so important.
For over 40 years, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has taken God's message of love and faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around, reaching out to millions of people in real ways, ways that have changed their lives. Kenneth Copeland Ministries cares about you. We desire for you to know what partnership really means. As our gift to you, all new partners will receive an interactive study guide, an audio teaching of the anointing and partnership, and covenant promises, a recording of scriptural prayers and confessions that Kenneth and Gloria Copeland pray over their partners daily. You'll receive in-depth insight into the ministry of the Apostle Paul and what Kenneth Copeland learned at an Oral Roberts tent crusade that opened his eyes to the power of partnership. Plus, you'll receive a DVD entitled We're Here For You that covers the various KCM ministry outreaches. The time for change has come. Real people, real relationships, real life. Kenneth Copeland Ministries, we're here for you. To become a partner with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, log on to our website at kcm.org and request your free new partner package. To order your copy by phone, call us at 800-575-4455. Or you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. We want to help you find the answers you need in God's Word and live a victorious life. Become a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries today. Together, we can make a difference.
I was traveling in ministry and helping pastors with the church growth issues. And I was in Ohio, and the Lord began to really deal with me about pastoring a church. And I knew that it was time for a change, a season of change in our ministry.
We planted the church in our living room about 4 years ago, and our bedroom was the children's church sanctuary. We outgrew the children, you know, grew in number. We outgrew that. We moved into a temporary facility, Highland Middle School, and then just a few months ago, we moved into a permanent facility. And we're just praising God for that. We believe that being partners with Kenneth Copeland Ministries has brought us to this place. And I believe without being connected and being partners with the Copelands that we would not be where we are in ministry. I guess it was a year and a half ago, they gave us two large boxes. The ministry gave us, blessed our church with two large boxes of product. And it was like Christmas. The people just ate that up, and we want our church to have that. We want them to have that foundational teaching on those things.
I believe that it's important to know that the Copelands are praying for their partners. But the thing that I think is really powerful is we have the opportunity to pray for them as well. We have the opportunity to cover them in prayer as they travel and as they minister and as they speak around the world. We know they're praying for us, but it's a privilege for us to be able to pray for Kenneth and Gloria and pray for the ministry staff. The people at the headquarters, we cover them in prayer. Jamie and I do that, as we're teaching our church to do that as well. We know that a worldwide ministry is praying for us, but now we have the opportunity to pray for people who are impacting the world. I think that's pretty important. Our partnership with Kenneth Copeland Ministries and their ministry around the world is changing the destiny of people's lives, and people are making it into heaven and becoming believers because churches and pastors and people are sowing in to the ministry, making it possible for them to travel and do all the things that they do. That is really a significant thing. It is credited to us in the kingdom of God in our partnership with them. And I really do believe that that is a very important part. That's why I think it's important for churches to really consider their partnership, because Jamie and I have been partners for some time. Now our church is a partner, and when all of us pull the same wagon in the same direction, we get further faster. And there are people who are coming into the kingdom of God at a much more rapid rate because we are doing what God has called us to do in partnership with KCM.
We just have loved every minute of being a partner with Kenneth Copeland. That's made a huge impact on us and our church and our family. And it's been, I would say, it's a lifeline to us. Into our family, into our church, and it's brought us to the place in ministry, a rich place in ministry.
Now, we got a lot of churches that are partners.
We do.
And, you know, The local church is God's plan for the most powerful outlet in the whole community. And it should be, your partnership should be first with your church and support that pastor and pray for him. You don't just go dragging in there on Sunday morning and just drain your pastor for all you want. No, you want to sow back into him. You want to sow strength into him and his family and really, really be a giving instrument in that church. But then there are field ministries. Now, you see this in the ministry of the Apostle Paul. Now, listen to how this turned out in the first chapter here. Now, remember, we're talking about if you help Abraham to be a blessing, then you walk in Abraham's blessing and anointing. If you help Jesus, he said, I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. The thief cometh but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. Well, let me ask you something. Is life and abundant to overflow? Isn't that blessing?
Yep.
That's what he's talking about. That's what he's referring to. Now, let me ask you something else. Stealing, killing, and destruction, isn't all that under the curse?
Yes, it is.
So it's very plain. You can see it right there. You help Jesus, you walk in Jesus' blessing and in his anointing. That was God's plan all the way from the Garden of Eden. You help Adam, you walk in his anointing to bless the whole earth.
What if you help the devil?
Well, you get his curse.
I'm not helping him.
You get on the curse side of things, and the curse has full range in your life.
That's right.
If you think on that side, if you speak on that side, your actions are on the curse side of things. And you don't have to be mean and mad and bad all the time to be on the cursed side. All you have to do is just put death in your
negative.
Mouth.
Be negative. Yeah. That's on the cursed side.
Well, you know, and besides that, glory, my feet are just killing me, and I was just dying to go, and I
nothing
laughed till I thought I was
me.
Gonna die, and nothing don't ever work out. Now you get the cursed side of things in your mouth, even if it looks innocent, you're on that side of things, and you just give it operation in your life.
Right.
Right quick here. I want to show you this. The Apostle Paul said, in all of my praying, I make requests with joy for your partnership in the gospel from the first day till now. And he wrote this to the whole church.
That's Philippians.
At Philippi. That's Philippians 1. And he said, it's able for me to think this of you all because I have you in my heart. Inasmuch as both in my bonds and the defense and in the confirmation of the gospel, you are all partakers of my grace, my blessing, the blessing that's on this ministry. Now, here's the important thing to understand. That the blessing he's talking about and the anointing he's talking about, the grace here, centered up in his ministry, and it's God's plan and intention for that ministry to expand and his partners and those churches to grow and grow and grow. It's not about the Apostle Paul. It's not about Ken and Gloria Copeland. It's not about your pastor. We have accepted the call of God, and it's that anointing and that blessing is growing up out of here as we preach the word. But it's God's plan for it to grow and grow and bless more, because what's his plan? Bless the whole earth.
That's right.
That's what he told Abraham. That's what he told Adam. That's what he told Jesus. Jesus said, now you go into all the world. Amen.
Same plan.
I mean, there it is. Praise God. And Gloria and I invite you to become partners with us and with this ministry, if God is leading you to. Now, you don't you do it without praying about it first. Father, we pray
thank
in the
you,
name
Father.
Of Jesus. We pray for all of our partners, and we stand with them in faith and in the blessing of God, the blessing of Abraham that's come on us through Jesus. And we ask you to reveal to those that it is your divine plan to be connected with this ministry and this anointing and what we're doing.
Thank you, Lord.
And the calling that we are carrying out. We thank you for them in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if God isn't calling you to become a partner with this ministry, you stay
in prayer until you find out with whom you are to be divinely connected, and then get it done. Amen. Because you're called to be partners with somebody. Hallelujah. Now, if you're becoming a partner with us, then I want to send you this package. This is important. There is a CD in here on the covenant promises. These are prayers and scriptures for our partners. And these are the scriptures and so forth, the base script, not the only scriptures, but the base scriptures that we pray and that our prayer staff prays. We have people on staff here that's what they do. They pray for our partners and stand in the gap for them all the time.
That's right.
And then there's the anointing and partnership, which is further, more in-depth teaching on partnership. And then I really like these, Gloria. When you have a study guide where you can follow along with the CDs and you follow along with your Bible, but this means that there are certain questions in there. If you go back to that CD and go back to your Bible and you answer those questions, and it becomes a point where God can really take you into further revelation. And we want to send it to you free and postpaid. It's something we'd like to sow into your lives.
And if you're already a partner, but somehow you missed getting one of these, well, let us know.
Yeah,
we'd love to send you one.
Oh, and then the DVD, we're here for you. That's important. That's what this ministry is all about. It's not about us. It's about being here for you and preaching the word. That's what we do.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Gloria and I, praise God. We got two meetings coming up in Europe. One in Bournemouth, England. The Victory Campaign there, April the 17th through the 19th in the UK. And then, praise God, we're coming to Basel, Switzerland. And we'll be there April the 24th through the 26th. I'm really looking forward to it.
Practicing on your accent.
I will do my very best, my dear. And amen. Just go to the website, kcm.org, and you can find out all about these wonderful things. And we'll have a good time together. This is Kenneth and Gloria Copeland reminding you, Jesus
is. Yes, He is.
Lord.
Thank you for watching The Believer's Voice of Victory. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to welcome our new partners. Remember to request your free new partner package online at kcm.org. Together, we can make a difference. Take the time to intentionally immerse yourself in God's Word and allow it to transform your life. Dive in at the 2008 Branson Victory Campaign. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for 3 days of soaking in God's Word, March 6th to the 8th at the new location of Faith Life Church, 3701 State Highway 76 in Branson, Missouri. Visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.